This is the American Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. Corn planting across the U.S. slipped behind the five-year average pace, according to USDA's weekly crop progress report on Monday afternoon. 3% of the nation's corn crop planted equaled to last year at the same time, 2 points behind the five-year average. Most of that planting occurring in Texas, South Carolina, and Tennessee, according to USDA. 2% of the nation's spring wheat crop is in the ground. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Over the weekend, some of that heavy rain spread into the eastern Corn Belt. And, of course, we had that late season snow in Illinois and on up into the Great Lakes region. So all those areas are still days to weeks away from any potential widespread field work. And now with the southern storm over the weekend, we did see torrential rain falling all the way from the southeastern plains right through the Mississippi Delta and into parts of the southeast. Some of the heaviest rain fell in the lower Mississippi Valley and neighboring areas. 4 inches plus was extremely common during the weekend in those areas. So now we've seen fieldwork delays spreading to parts of the south where we actually got off to a pretty good start early in the season on things like rice planting. But now in some of those wettest areas, fieldwork has come to a standstill there as well.
It's possible that significant fieldwork delays could continue through the end of the month, according to DTN meteorologist Mike Palmerino.
Are we still going to be looking at two storms a week that could potentially produce, if moderate to heavy rainfall? I think the answer to that is yes. We've been on a track here the last few weeks where we have two storms a week, one midweek, one over the weekend. The only thing that's changed on that coming up is that this storm is going to be impacting the nation's midsection midweek. It's going to slow down, it looks like, as it approaches the East Coast. And that's going to, at least a little bit of a break, that's going to hold the next storm off until after the Easter weekend. It looks like it could be raining again, though, by first thing Monday throughout much of the Midwest.
Mike was a guest of Adams on Agriculture yesterday. You can find a pathway to the podcast on our website at AmericanAgNetwork.com. More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the new spectrum of hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide. A new formulation makes it brutal on yellow foxtail, foxtail barley, and other tough grasses. Everest 3.0 gets the weeds you see and the ones you know are coming, with flush after flush control. Ask your retailer about new Everest 3.0. Wave after wave of grassy weed domination.
Always read and follow label directions.
The mighty Prosaro, king of fungicides. Its fast action and long residual make it the keeper of grain quality and yield, the hammer of head and leaf diseases, the number one reducer of scab. When your goal is greater wheat quality and higher yield, use Prosaro fungicide, and the crown of higher profit will be yours. Learn more at Prosaro.us. Always read and follow label instructions.
New Mexico became the national leader in pecan production last year after Hurricane Michael struck down large swaths of Georgia's crop. That, according to USDA numbers, New Mexico producing about 90 million pounds of pecans in 2018 compared to Georgia's 56 million. Georgia, traditionally the largest pecan-producing state. That's what's happening in agriculture. I'm Rusty Halverson for the American Ag Network.